Thinking about slouching this episode. What do you think about that? If I
that's good.
If I just slouch, would you be upset? You wouldn't be offended or think that I'm disrespecting you or
no.
anything like that?
You're definitely not respecting the paying fans either because they don't care. They're just, as long as you're here talking,
yeah,
it's fine. It looks a little uncomfortable, like you're putting a lot of pressure on your lower back.
Mm-mm. No, actually.
To maintain
my ass.
This arch
right here. My ass here. Is taking all of it right here.
And then lift up your pelvis a little. Oh, yeah. See, there. That's a straight back, but.
See, well, when I'm like this, when I'm slouching like this, I'm not actually working any muscles to keep my back up or anything. Okay. It's just my ass is on the edge of the chair supporting me.
Okay.
But it is pretty nice. Do you think the paying customers will be offended?
I think they'll be fine with it.
Sure?
Yeah.
This is actually pretty comfy. Now, I'm not even going
to
lie.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to be honest here, and there's something that I don't know if you guys notice because of the time we're recording this, but I just want to make clear. If it's not obvious enough already, Elon Musk is about to interview the Donald Trump in 20 minutes.
Yes.
So we're going to, unfortunately, be keeping an eye on the clock because that is just something that Matthew and I cannot miss for the world.
No. We already have Luke set it up in the other room. It's on the projector screen with a countdown going. We've got the popcorn. He's been, you know, oiling up the popcorn maker.
Poppet corn.
The what?
Poppet corn.
Poppet corn?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he's calling it now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just, yeah, I'll play along. It makes him happy.
He's just going to get upset if you call it popcorn. He thinks it's something that he's doing. He thinks
he discovered it, yeah.
He thinks that drizzling a little of, like, cocoa powder on, like, you know, what you make with hot chocolate mix, essentially, sprinkling that on the kernels before popping it makes it different.
Notice nothing.
I told also poppet corn is an old phrase that used to be what popcorn was called, but that's his face started turning red.
Yeah, you just don't even touch it. But yeah, I mean, once that interview is about to start, we're gonna have to bounce. But until then, you guys are gonna get nothing but the funnies. Elon Musk has, I have complete faith in him and his social cues, social skills as an interviewer, to be a fantastic journalist, and not just journalist, but entertainer as an interviewer. They should hire Elon on 60 Minutes to be like the new Barbara Waters or whatever.
My favorite thing is, you know, the right. I always love bringing them up. A wonderful group of people. The right is always about family values. And what you hear about family values is typically the overwhelming sense of pride and love, no matter what you have for your kid, no matter what they do, because you love them unconditionally, because you're their parent and you were responsible for raising them. Remember this, you're responsible as a parent for raising your child. So, all this to say, my favorite thing was when he said one of his kids was dead because they don't agree politically.
Right.
And so he decides, as the richest man in the world, that it would be appropriate to put them on blast.
Crazy.
And dead name them.
Yeah.
And just say that, yeah, they were killed by the woke mind virus.
I lost my son. Dead. And then I was tricked into signing these. It's like, dude, what do you mean you were tricked? Are you saying, as like one of the like biggest businessmen in the world, you didn't know how to read something you signed?
They just gave me these papers. And
the doctor was sucking me off, and it was distracting.
Oh my god, that sounds terrible. There's a lot of people going through this, apparently.
Dude. He's being interviewed by Jacksepticeye.
Right, right. And Jacksepticeye has been real heavy on the anti-trans movement lately, which is just disappointing.
Real heavy. Sure, he's gained a little bit of weight, but that doesn't... Well, I think that just means he's happier.
Yeah, I mean, he eats when he's happy. He doesn't eat when he's stressed.
I mean, the beard and long hair doesn't suit his face shape, but...
No, not at all.
But did you talk to him about that? Did you say that you kind of look like Kevin Smith a little bit?
Well, here's the thing is I tried to talk to him, but he has just... the anti-trans rhetoric he's been spewing publicly has been a little upsetting, so I've kind of distanced myself.
Yeah, he deleted all of those tweets.
He did delete them all. And that was after I talked to him, so maybe I got through to him.
Okay, good.
But I tried to tell him, I said, hey man, the hair and the beard, it's just, it's not working.
Right.
He didn't ever reply, so I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
So hopefully he takes my advice, because I mean,
he should.
Look at both of us.
Well, look at you specifically.
And we know a thing or two about fashion, and a thing or two about looks, okay? We know how to...
And books. It sure. rhymes and we're smart.
Yes. That, yes. The brains and the brawn and the beauty. All three of them. So,
and the cooties.
Just take it easy, man. Yeah, but hopefully he listens, man. I hope he goes back to the Friar cut. Imagining Jacksepticeye with the Friar cut now.
I wish, Matt. Oh, my God. I almost wish our friends were confident enough to where, for like a birthday party, I could theme it as like a bowl cut party, so everyone would just legitimately not get a bowl cut wig, but have to just cut, give themselves a bowl cut.
Everyone gets a bowl cut.
And you want, everyone just shows up for the bowl cut party.
And not like a bowl cut where it's like a stylish modern one. I'm talking like you put a bowl on the head and cut around it.
Is there a way we can actually, like, this sounds so dumb. I wonder if we could make it a thing where we do a live show in LA just like for one night, and it's called Super Mega's Ultimate Bowl Cut Showdown, and you have to have a bowl cut to get in. Like, you have to pay for admission, but
so we have
also
to tell everyone you are not allowed admittance to the event unless you show up with a bowl cut, and it cannot be a wig. We'll have people checking to make sure it's not a wig.
I will say, just because, you know, we can't be too mean, maybe we could buy, like, spend like $500 and just have a big bin of bowl cut wigs. So if people showed up and didn't have a bowl cut and they paid the money, they could still come in.
No, I have a better idea. What? Instead of bowl cut wigs, outside the venue, there will be several barbers. So if you want to get in.
Like in the venue in line, you can get out in line and there's a barber waiting.
You need a bowl cut right then, so you're allowed to come into the event.
The thing is, we'd probably end up having a crowd of 15 people because of that stipulation. But for that one group of people, it would be the most amazing show ever.
It would be magical. They'd be with like-minded individuals, with like hair individuals.
We do the bowl cut show, and we get them all in their seats. And then on the projector, we're not even at the theater, mind you.
Right, right.
At the projector, like, sorry to say that the show is canceled.
That's what I was about to say. Tonight's entertainment could not, unfortunately, Matt and Ryan could not make it. So we get all these people to get fucking bowl cuts, ruin their hair, and then we can't make it, unfortunately, at the last moment. There's no rescheduling.
But then whenever they, like, post, like, a video trying to call us out and are upset.
This looks so goofy.
It's like, why is everyone complaining about, how come everyone trying to take Super Mega down has just a fucking odd-looking bowl cut?
I absolutely love this idea, dude. And I think that this is something we should pursue. And we could just have a couple barbers. Honestly, dude, if you go to, like, the, like, cosmetology schools, the students always want practice. We can just get a bunch of cosmetology students to come, like, be on standby to get people bowl cut so they can get in. What would we do at this at the bowl cut show?
Okay, good. We still have nine minutes.
Oh, I have an alarm set.
We still have 9 minutes, but yeah. He's probably going to be right on time. And are we going to miss even the first 5 seconds of this?
No.
Okay.
I like this idea quite a bit. And I can imagine looking out into the crowd, seeing smiling faces, and like I said, guys, the bowl cuts are not, this is not like the stylish type of like K-pop bowl cut. I'm talking like there are different sized bowls depending on your head. They put it on and they, so it's also quick. So, you know, you can get a bowl cut very fast.
And just to make sure that you can see, we'll make sure that the bowl, so for depending on, you know,
right,
whatever, you know, you can have the bowl cut up here. Some people can probably wear a bowl cut below their eyes. That would probably be a cool look.
Well, you could have the bowl cut below the eyes, but then cut out little squares where the eyes are.
But then, so is it truly a bowl cut?
No, it's not. And we wouldn't let that person into the venue for the event if they showed up that way. What if we had specifications on the bowl cut? So we had like professionals with like rulers and stuff. So even if you show up with a bowl cut, it has to pass the bowl cut check. So we have these like guys in like suits with like gloves and everything that are like measuring distances. And they'd be like, this bowl cut isn't up to code.
The only way I think that we could make this possible is if it was tied to like, if we could pull it off, if we could pull it off or wanted to. The only way we could is by making it some sort of charity event.
Well, all the hair that gets cut off of people, we can donate the hair.
The hair has to be, you know, when you donate hair, it has to be a certain length. Otherwise, you're just sending bulls, like nothing. Like,
well, just think about this. Everyone... Everyone that gets a bowl cut outside the venue, all that hair is going to fall on the ground. After the show, we go outside and we sweep up all the hair off the sidewalk, and then we put it into a bag, and then we give it to charity.
For people who can't grow body hair, mm-hmm. like men who can't grow body hair and are embarrassed.
Take it to Goodwill. Bring the bag of hair and say, hey, used hair. It's good as new. What?
Nothing. I was just saying if anybody wanted to sweep up and like get a procedure where they could like sew the extra hair onto their body because they don't produce body hair themselves.
Yeah. I don't want that.
I wasn't saying anything. I was just saying.
Give me a look. I think that we could donate the hair to Wig Makers Anonymous.
Do you wear wigs?
Okay, very, very nice, dude. We could donate it to some wiggers. What? It's people that make wigs, dude.
Not like Wigger Law Firm, right?
The Wigger Law Firm, dude.
The Wigger Law Firm in Charleston, South Carolina.
You guys might think I'm trying to be funny and say an almost slur. No, in my hometown is this.
Wigger Law Firm can help you build a case based on knowledge and confidence.
If you're injured on the job, you only have 90 days to formally report that to your employer. Sometimes people will wait to see how their medical plays out. Don't do it. If you miss the 90 days, you'll never be able to bring a claim. That's why you need a lawyer helping you through these complex issues. Call us, Wigger Law Firm.
Wigger Law Firm, a name you know, a name you can trust.
Yes, it's the that's the Wigger Law Firm, and I pass their billboards. I pass their I've actually driven past their like law offices, and you know, like people back then, your name was just like Smith because you're a blacksmith. Mm-hmm. This was just some poor guy that made wigs. And yeah, like, oh, he's a wigger
because wigs.
And now in modern days, just stuck with that last name. Why would you make a law firm? Why would, like, dude? That's crazy to me.
Well,
that's crazy.
In the South, you know, yes. Where like it's very there is blood in the soil from the history that has taken place in Charleston.
In that city specifically.
So it's insane to not at least put some thought into it. But at the end of the day, it's their name.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you can't get mad at them for using their own name, but
I've never had a greater defense than when I had a wigger.
Dude, they need to hire us to do the next commercial. We could do a killer commercial for them.
I love the wiggers.
Yeah, so I was facing years in prison. Then I got a wigger.
It's awful.
It sounds awful. It sounds like just saying it makes me recoil inside. But speaking of that, we probably should go watch our favorite.
Whoa, my God. Where'd my hat go?
It fell, I think. Where is it? Did you drop your hat? Nice. You got it, dude. Anyway, guys, hopefully no defamation suit from the Wiggers comes our way. And we love you so much. And we're going to go watch Elon interview Donald Trump because it's awesome and epic.
It's history, baby, in the making.
History in the making, yeah. Love you. Dude, that is an expensive microphone. What are you doing? No, it's not cool at all to damage the equipment. Oh, stop it, dude.